So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Hamafrish nekev lepischei a zacher ben shtei shanim yirat she yistayv v'yimacher v'yiplu damav l'nedav l'shlam. If somebody designates as a karban pesach a female or a two-year-old animal, both of which are not valid, it should graze until it develops a mum, then sold, and the money may be used for a voluntary shlam. The Gemara points out, shmami notlas. This Mishnah teaches three things about the concept of dichui. That once something is disqualified as a carbon, it remains disqualified even when the reason for the disqualification is gone. Balachayim nidachim. Even living things are subject to dichui. Dichui mikara haba dichui. Something that was never kosher to begin with is still considered nidcha and never eligible to be kosher. Yesh dichui bedamim. Even when the original kedusha is only kedushas damim, like the animals that were never fit to be used as a korban pesach, it is subject to dichui. The Mishnah continues. Hamafrish pischei umeis, lo yiviyenu benoi achrav l'shem pesach el l'shem shlam. If a man designates an animal as a korban pesach and then dies before shechting it, his son who is not registered on the korban cannot bring it as a korban pesach, but should bring it as a korban shlam on the 16th of Nisan, the first day of Chol HaMoed, but not on Yom Tov, because Nedarim and Nedavos ain't craving Yom Tov. The Brice, however, says that if the son was also registered on the korban pesach, he can bring it as a korban pesach. The Gemara asks, when did the father die? If the father died before Chatzais, the child who is registered should not be able to bring it as a korban pesach because he is an einan. And if the father died after Chatzais, the son who is not registered should not be able to bring it as a shlam because at Chatzais, it is established as a korban pesach and becomes nitra. The Gemara offers five answers. Rava says, the father died before Chatzais, and the son brings it as a pesach sheni long after his aninus is over. Abaye says that the Mishnah refers to two separate cases. If he dies after Chatzais and the son is registered, he brings it as a pesach. If the son was not registered, it would indeed become nitra and have to be left to graze. If he dies before Chatzais and the son is not registered, it is brought as a shlam. If the son was registered, it would be brought as a pesach sheni. Rav Shravya says, he died after Chatzais, but it does not necessarily become established as a korban pesach because the father was a geisus at Chatzais. So it was clear that there was a good chance he would not be able to bring the korban as a pesach. Rav Ashi says, the father died after Chatzais, but we assume ein balechayim nidachin. Living things cannot become rejected. So even though the animal was rejected when the father died, it can still become kosher as a shlamim again. Finally, Ravina says, he was only makdashit after Chatzais, and also died after Chatzais. So it was not established as a Pesach at Chatzais. Zok the Mishnah. HaPesach shenis arv bizvachim. If a korban pesach gets mixed up with other korbanos, they should all graze until developing a mum and be sold. They should buy korbanos of each kind in the value of the most expensive animal in the mixture, with the extra expenses coming out of pocket. Nis arvu b'becheiros. If it was mixed with becheiros, Rav Shimon holds that since the avoda of becheir and pesach are identical, a group of kohanim can bring them all by having in mind that each korban be brought l'shem whatever it is, and eat the meat of both korbanos that night. The rabbanah, however, hold that this is not a proper solution, because it would limit the time to eat the Bechor to just one night, which is a violation of Ein Mevi'in Kachem L'Beis HaPsul. Shimon, however, holds Mevi'in Kachem L'Beis HaPsul. According to Rabbanan, they must wait until they all develop Mumen and bring another animal onto which to transfer the Kedushas Pesach and eat all the animals as a Bechor Balmum. Zok the Mishnah. Chabur She'avad Pescha. If a group lost their Korban Pesach, V'amr L'Echad, Tseyu Bikish V'Shachar Aleinu. They told one member of the group to look for the korban and shecht it for all of them, and indeed he found it and shechted it. But the rest of the group, out of fear that he might not find it, brought another animal as a korban. It depends which one was shechted first. Im shaloi nishchad rishon, if the original korban pesach was shechted first, they all eat from it. Rashi explains that they all made him a shliach, and as we have learned earlier, the minui becomes fixed at the time of shechita and cannot be changed, and one person cannot be registered for two pesachim. Therefore, since he shechted first, they are all registered with him to the original korban pesach and withdrawn from the replacement. Therefore, they all eat from the original, and the replacement is pasul and must be burned because it had no oichlim at the time of its later shechita. Imish lehen nishchad rishon, if the replacement was shechted first, The one who shechted the original Pesach eats the original Pesach because he remained with it and never joined the others in the replacement. The group eats the replacement because when they shechted the replacement first, they withdrew from the original and became registered on the replacement. If either they don't know which one was shechted first, or they were both shechted at the same time, the one who shechted the original Korban Pesach eats the original Pesach because he was always registered. The rest of the group cannot eat from either Pesach because each Pesach is a suffix of having been shechted second and they are withdrawn from it. Therefore, the replacement must be burned because nobody can eat it. However, upeturin milasa Pesach sheni, the group need not bring a Pesach sheni because they were yitzim emalavshach with the Pesach that was shechted first. V'achila le ma'akva, the fact that they do not eat does not prevent them from being yitzim the mitzvah of akrava. Amar lahen, imacharti tzu v'shachtolai. If the individual who went to search for the original told the rest of the group that if he's late in coming back, they should include him in the replacement, and they did, Rashi adds that the group only sent him to search, but did not instruct him to shecht it for all of them if he finds it. Therefore, im shalehem nishchad rishon, if the replacement was shechted first, everybody eats the replacement because they are all included in it. The original is possible and must be burned because it had no oichlim at the time of its later shechita. Im shaloi nishchad rishon, if the original was shechted first, everybody eats their own. He withdrew from the replacement to the original, and they withdrew from the original to the replacement. Imein yidua, if it's unknown which was shechted first, or they shechted it at the same time, the group eats the replacement, and the original carbon is burned. The individual eats neither Pesach, but was yaitza. Amr lehen v'amr lai, if they both said to each other to shecht the carbon Pesach on their behalf, everybody eats from whichever was brought first, and the second one is burned. If unknown or shechted at the same time, both karbanos are burned, but they were all yaitza. Loi malehen v'loi amr lai, if neither he nor the group told each other to shecht on their behalf, each just eats their own karban Pesach that they brought. These last two halachas demonstrate, yafa shtika lechachamim, kavachem letipshim. Silence is good for the wise, and certainly for fools, in our case, because by not saying anything to each other, everybody is able to bring and eat a karban Pesach properly. In the case of one instructing the other, one Pesach, and sometimes both, must be burned. The remainder of the Mishnah is explained on the following daf.